So if you've been following along with the show, you may have heard some of these announcements, but I want to let everybody know that coming up on May 8th, I will be over at the Monocle hosting the singer-songwriter storytelling event that I've been doing. This is now, this is actually the second one. The first one went really well, and Laura over there at the Monocle said, let's make this a monthly thing, and so we're doing it. May 8th, I'll have Ali Vogler of the River Kittens, Leah Osborne of One Way Traffic, and Dan Johanning of The Wilderness. And so those three will be up on stage at the same time, all taking turns sharing songs and stories behind all these songs. And tickets are $7, can be purchased at eventbrite.com. And we're going to kick off everything about doors at 7:30, music at 8, should be over by 10. So come on out and have a great time with us at the Monocle over there in the Grove, right by the corners of Kings Highway, Manchester. So, also coming up a little bit later in the summer, July 8th, over at the Old Rock House, I will be hosting this year's 4th annual Rock Paper Podcast birthday show. And I'm really pumped for this event. This is a big deal for me. These are always a lot of fun. And this year I've invited along my friends the Scandaleros, Old Souls Revival, the Sophisticated Babies, Matthias and the Pirates, and the Many Colored Death. And we're going to have a really great time over there at the Old Rock House. Tickets are $10 for that event. And it's kid-friendly. Come on out. Bring the whole family. Have a great time. It's going to be a Sunday fun day kind of event. We're going to start about 1 and music at 2. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I can't wait to see you all there. All those details for both events can be found on rockpaperpodcast.com. And, of course, events on the Facebook page. Click RSVP. I hope to see you all there. Thanks, everybody. Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends at Music Record Shop. Find them over there in the .Zack building in the St. Louis area. Or you can shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. They'll have new records in every Friday. I just had a great time hanging out with those guys for Record Store Day. I'm sure you can swing by and still pick up a couple of leftovers from that. You can also follow along with them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All kinds of records and tickets given away throughout the day over there. And be sure to check out the exclusive meet and greets and record signings they've been doing. So everything's at musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hi, we're Blues and Grass, presented by Sanchez and Sons Western Wear. And you're on Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock, 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 rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out tonight with the guys of Blues and Grass.
The Homestead Howler.
What?
At the Homestead Howler.
Oh, the Homestead Howler?
Yeah, that's the home of Blues and Grass.
Yeah, there we go.
Right.
But yeah, you guys want to introduce yourselves for everyone listening?
Sure. I'm Jim Brankoff, also known as Bud North Jr., and I'm the bass player.
Mike Dimery, lived in Granite all my life, play the harp.
Whispering John, play the guitar.
Yeah, man, we're missing
Walt Miller. He's the mandolin player.
Yeah, so we just the trio this evening. We had a little jam session here. We're doing some live tunes, so we're missing a little mandolin to go with those. But it's a lot of fun getting some of these recordings. But I thought it'd be cool to come hang out and get to know a little more about you guys, and just to, you know, get to some of the stories and things. And
sure,
we've been seeing the name around town a lot. I know we have a lot of mutual friends and things too. I guess the first time I started taking notice was you guys played a co-bill with Cluster Pluck at Oyster Bar.
Yes, sir. No, at the Imperial Club. in Grand
City. Oh, that's right.
Yes, yes. The Oyster Bar, Mel, yeah. We wish one of these days. Yeah. You know?
Well, they do a lot of that. They do bring in a lot of, I thought it might have been that one, but yeah, they do bring in a lot of people in to split bills with them at Oyster Bar.
I'd love that. That's
but
awesome.
Yeah, you guys played Imperial Club.
Imperial Club in Granite City, and we opened up for, we had the opportunity to open up for Cluster Pluck. We did a 1 hour show, and people enjoyed it, and Cluster Pluck enjoyed it, so we was happy when we got done.
I believe the Swag's going to be there in a couple weeks.
Cut that out.
Jeez.
So anyway, we opened up for them. They're, you know, we met them. I started going to the Broadway Oyster Bar with Dan Rogers, as a matter of fact. And we went over there and we had a good time. And man, from the start, I just enjoyed their music and their, you know, Americana folk style, and all their originals were just funky beats that you just had to move to. So that's where, you know, I just started going over there. And then we got the opportunity when they were brought over here. Buddy of ours, Dan Rogers, says, "Hey man, you know, you guys want to open up for the Cluster Pluck?" And I said, "Do we? You know, of course we do." So, yeah, that was a great opportunity. We played around town for, I guess, about 5 years now. We've been so far as Pontoon Beach, so we're moving far. But we've, you know, for 5 years we've had ups and downs, and players gone and came, but we're still kicking and stronger than ever now.
So. Yeah. Very cool, man. So 5 years. Where's the idea even get started though? Like you guys.
Well, about 7 years ago, we, me and Jonathan, Whispering Johnny over here, Jonathan Foster. he came to me and he says, "Hey, brother," he says, "I got a guitar, man. You want to learn how to play?" I'm like, "Well, sure," you know. And I had my uncle gave me a bass and loaned me an amplifier and give me a chord. He said, "Here you go," you know, and I walked out happy with it and walked away. Got together every day with this guy about 7 times a day for 2 years straight, and we decided to grab
all day,
every day? Yeah, all day, every day for 7 times a day, you know, just in between the kids and in between the work and every chance we got. So finally we got good enough to where we said, "Hey, you know, we'll add this lead player. Let's find a lead player." My cousin Richard, Manny, God bless him, he's great, and he was with us there for a long time and inspired us to get that much better. And that's how Blues and Grass came, was us three original members. And on our t-shirts, that's our commemorative three-person, along with Mike's harp. Don't forget Mike's harp. Oh, gosh, don't forget Mike's harp. But that's how I came up with the idea for our t-shirts, was the three original members of the band, and so the rhythm, the bass, and the lead guitar, Telecaster, Stratocaster, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So then, you know, like I said, people came and go, came and went, and we kept it up no matter what. It was always classic country and bluegrass, and we throw some rock and roll in there and have a good time at it, and do it our way, you know, and have fun with it. And eventually we got the ball rolling and got some paid gigs. We've played plenty of benefits, and we have plenty of musician friends in the local Granite City.
All the birthday picks.
Yeah, all the birthday picks. Don't forget, we have an annual birthday pick. I invited you to that. We have that every year here in the garage at Homestead Holler. And we have a good time just picking and grinning, and we decided to make it a band. We've been few gigs here around town. We're looking to spread out.
Yeah, man.
You know.
So I guess the initial idea was to for covers.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. We, you know, I wanted to keep country alive. Back in the day, our dad played you know, classic country for 30 years around in this town. So around this metro area. And he played classic country and old rock and roll, you know, and stuff like that, rockabilly stuff. And, you know, it was just, why not? I could sing it. I've been singing all my days, but we've only been playing, like I said, for about 7 years.
Yeah.
Started it up and said, "Well, let's just see what we can do with this country." You know, Folsom Prison Blues was one of our first songs, you know, just Johnny Cash just spit it out, EAB, and had a good time at it. And inspired us to do better and more. We've gained the crowd and the material, enough material to finally, you know, do 4 or 5 hours worth of show, and we can mix it up. We've had two different shows in one night, you know, we could possibly do. But when it came down to why we started it, I guess it was just to play music. We're brothers. We've been, you know, all of our life growing up, and our dad was, it's a family tradition, you know. Man. Our dad was a country, classic country guy, so I figured I'd be too. So, yeah. That's nice. How it happened.
You how do you guys go about putting together a set list? Do you guys you know, say somebody to introduce a song to the band, say, hey, maybe we should cover this one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. We got a whiteboard over
pretty much
dry
play
erase.
What we like.
Yeah, dry erase board. Somebody comes in and they grab a marker and they throw it down on there and we jam it until we hate it.
Right.
If we hate it too much, then we'll throw it out. But if we hate it good enough, we'll throw it in the set list.
We've been adding a lot of fresh new material.
Yeah.
Though, that's interesting to what we're doing.
Anything
to our style, you know. It's smooth. It's coming out real nice.
Anything been shot down immediately that somebody suggested?
You know, play some Freebird or something like that. You know, we're just not that type of band. We can't, you know, we could probably spit it out, but it ain't the way you want to hear it.
Right.
You know, so, you know, we actually cover some Metallica, believe it or not. So we do
music. Nothing Else Matters.
Yeah, we're working on Nothing Else Matters, bluegrass style. You
know. Grass, man.
Yeah, exactly. And
I,
so,
well, I love, actually, speaking of Cluster Pluck earlier, they're hitting the road with Steven Seagulls.
Yes.
And that's a, like, they do like bluegrass version of AC/DC and all
perfectly.
That stuff. Like,
yes,
right.
Know,
yeah,
it's fun to hear that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's part of our inspiration for
right.
this grass. We just take rock and roll and just grass it as fast as we can, and it's really fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's always a good time, man. There's a lot of different examples, but those guys are a ton of fun to watch. They got, I mean, they kind of went viral with some of their videos of them doing it, and like it's a good time. So,
awesome! Them guys are fabulous.
Yes,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I you know, that's what I was saying. Like, growing up on this stuff, I guess a lot of your songs you cover are a big part of my childhood as well. You know, growing up, my dad was always playing classic country around the house and all this stuff, and so just a bunch of great songs, man.
Cool.
We did a little live jamming, and you guys we did Jambalaya, which of course Hank Senior.
Oh yeah, that's my biggest inspiration.
Yeah.
Cajun experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, he, that, I mean, just a very prolific writer, man.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's so many great songs out from his catalog, and, like, I don't know. It's just, I've been kicking around this idea. I figure if I put it on here, maybe I'll be stamped as
trademark.
My idea. But
registered.
I've been kicking around the idea for a while. I think I threw it on Facebook like a year ago, but I wanted to put together like a Hank Williams tribute thing, and call it around Thanksgiving. Call it Hanksgiving, and then just everybody do Hank Jr. and Senior.
Cool.
And stuff. I think that would be a lot of fun.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Remarkable. Yeah, man. It'd be good.
Yeah. Just, and that's like, I mean, it doesn't have to be directly, classic country sound that Hank did. It's fun to hear people reinterpret songs too. You know, like you're just saying, taking rock and roll, making it bluegrass.
Yep.
You can do the opposite too and make it a rock song or make it a blues song or whatever.
Right.
You know, so that's what I love, the way music and the lyrics are reinterpreted and stuff. And
yes, we try to switch it up. You know, we're not a tribute band, but we are a cover band, you know, for the most part at the moment. Dabbling into writing as we speak and doing fairly well at it, if I don't say so myself, you know, and you know, not too bad into getting the mindset into starting writing our own, because we're capable and we're just, you know, newbies, I guess you would say, at the whole let's make our own songs. You know, we've been trying to get everybody else's songs as good as we can play them and perform them, and we're happy with them, and the people that have heard us are really happy with them. So we like to do it, and like I said, we're getting into the thinking, the mindset of we're going to do some more originals. You know, we're going to write our own, but make them that style, that genre of music, but hip and new, mm-hmm. You know, so.
Is that, I talk about it a lot on the show, and the conversation kind of comes up a lot, but, like, I have, like, this sort of bucket list, you know, kind of thing to write a song, right? You know, have it recorded and things, and, like, I just think that would be, I'm a huge fan of music, I never performed or wrote or, you know, done any of that stuff, so, like, but it's sort of a goal of mine.
Right.
And, but for me, like, and I have attempted to write at times, like, just like, I'm going to try to do something. And, like, but when I do it, like, being such a fan of music, all that's in my head is everybody else's lyrics. And, like, so, and especially, like, you as the singer and things, like, you got to know all these words. And, like, and to go and, for me, like, it's hard to shut that off to be able to, like, hit, this isn't my original thoughts now. It's like,
well, this song that I wrote, I'm not gonna endorse it right now because it's a kind of underground, but it's got Hank Williams influence in it, and it's got, you know, classic country, Johnny Cash, Buck Owens, you know, probably some Stanley Brothers, you know, some back in the day influence, and you can tell it when I play it, when I sing it. And we've been working on it a little more, trying to get it refined on the tune of it and the melody, but it's really, really influenced in what we have already done, our covers and all our genre that we play, you know. So I think it'll jive really well.
Yeah.
And it'll be our own.
I always feel like that too, like you go to a show and a lot of times the band's like, oh, this one's a cover or this one's an original, or do you know, they make that announcement sometimes, and it's like, what's really fun is when you can throw it in there and nobody can tell the difference. You know, it's like,
yeah, they're just moving anyway.
Yeah, or you do, you know, that's when they're like, hey, who does that song? Oh, that's ours. You know, it's like that kind of that moment. Like that'd be, you know, that's the real trick, is that's when you know you've
done something.
Yeah,
good.
You know your sound perfectly because you disguised it in right in there with everything else.
Right.
So.
Walk around with it stuck in your head all the time.
That's the milestone.
Yeah, it's camouflaged with all the rest of it. It blends perfectly. Exactly. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
You we're talking Mike's harp and stuff. When would did you learn to start playing harmonica and stuff?
Back in 1978.
Oh, yeah?
A buddy of mine, we just used to get together and sing, you know, just the albums and stuff that he had, and he was in a band, and he just said one day, why don't you try playing the harmonica? I bet you'd be really good at it. So I just happened to go into the music store and buy a C, you know, and I just started practicing chords on it and just playing by ear along with music on the radio, albums, CDs, you know, whatever. And just kind of gelled after 28, 30 years, you know. It just kind of clicked one day and I was like, oh my God, what am I doing? Just playing along, you know, with pre-recorded music. I need to be playing with people that are creating music, you know. So then I started hitting a few open mics. And when was that? About, oh, I'd say 4 years ago, I started going up to Troy when Randy's was still there. It's Who Dat's now.
Yeah.
Little plug in there for Who Dat's.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great little place. Paul Jarvis does an open mic on Wednesdays. And I went there probably every Wednesday or every other Wednesday for about a year. And played with a lot of great older musicians and just local people, you know. Really a lot of fun, man. I mean, I didn't think it'd be as good of a place to play music at than, you know, what I realized once I got in there.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of talented people in there.
Is that where you guys all met, or?
And no. I met these guys then probably, what, 3 years ago?
About 3 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, I was playing with Pick and Lickin'.
Okay, yeah.
And still do from time to time.
Yeah.
Actually, I told you guys before we started, I recorded with Spilly Nelson and Ed set in. He was
Belling,
the bass player.
Yeah, he was filling on bass,
right.
For them at the moment, for the show, a gig they had coming up, and so it was cool to get to meet him from Picking and Licking.
Yeah,
so.
I actually got out and played the bass with him. A buddy of mine, Brian Willis, he's a banjo player, wood carver around here. He does a good job at picking the banjo, and he invited me. I met him through some mutual friends, some bluegrass pickers, and we got together, and I went to Pick and Lickin' show, and there I was, you know, playing the bass with them, and all of a sudden, just jump on in there, Jim, and that's how I met Mike. Eventually, Mike was playing with Pick and Lickin' harmonica, and I was playing the bass one
you
time.
You walked in one night, and Ed said, get up here.
Yeah, that's my bass player, get up here, and so we clicked.
And just our mutual love of music, you know, I was talking to Jim, you know, eventually, down the line, a few years down the line, he said, hey, let's start jamming at my house, man. Let's put something together.
Right.
And then Walt, our mandolin player, he's from Pickin' and Lickin' also. But he said, yeah, that's a great idea, man. Let's all put something together. And
yeah. So me and Johnny got take with off Walt with and it. Mike, and you know, me, Johnny, Walt,
so
and Mike, that's the
we've
thing.
Been, you know, I've been with these guys for going on 2 years now, so... Every Tuesday night, we're here in the jam cave. In the man cave, yeah.
In the jam cave at Homestead Holler.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's been a good run, man, so far, you know. Been a lot of...
How long have I been staying with you guys this last run?
Well,
about a year.
You had a year hiatus. He had a year hiatus out of the five, but yeah. We had to switch to a buddy of mine. He plays in a Hypertension St. Louis band, and he's a fantastic lead player. His name's Kenny Turcotte. And this man is an amazing friend of mine, and he's an amazing guitar player. But I brought him in to play rhythm with me.
There was no meeting of the mind, so let's...
I brought him in to play the rhythm with me, and I said, hey, let me teach you some chicken picking, Kenny, because he's a rock and roller, man. He's a lead player, been from way back, you know. So he actually came in and played with us for a while as a rhythm replacement. And then old Johnny Boy came back with us, and here we are, us four, you know, stronger than ever. Freight training down the track.
You know? Hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well, you can come see these guys live on May 2nd over at Deutz. I haven't been over there. That's but I've heard the name a couple times now.
It's called Deutz Village Inn. It's in Pontoon Beach, and they're really nice owners and bar atmosphere, you know, everybody's your friends, like Cheers in there.
It's one of the top entertainment venues in the area here. Absolutely. Other than you got it, Little Eddie's. We call it Little Eddie's.
Yeah.
Well, on Madison Ave, Namioke Road, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then you got Deutz.
Yeah. Deutz is the place we're playing, and we're gonna do 7-Eleven show there, four sets of good old honky tonkin', you know, and
right,
and some rock and roll mix and grass in there too. But
yeah, man, you guys said the little rock and roll, and I think for what it's worth is a good example.
Right.
I mean, that's just a good old classic rock tune for sure.
Yeah.
But it still has that country vibe to it, yeah, you know, like
a little rhythm soul, you know. Yeah.
It's the blues.
Bluesy.
That's where the blues and grass comes from. Definitely. It's like classic country, whining, you know, crying, or Hank Williams stuff. But you got that classic rock soul in there with the, you know, you just feel those type of songs, and that's why we play For What It's Worth.
Buffalo Springfield. That's Stephen Stills wrote that, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, man, great tune. And I think it's just kind of, I think when Neil Young was part of that too, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah. Yeah, man, some great tunes out of that stuff. And but yeah, that's I think that's fun. Like I said, good example of some of the other side of what you guys can do as well. So
yeah, absolutely. We're multiversed, you know. I don't know about talented, but we're multiversed. So yeah, we like to mix it up. We, you know, we love classic country and we love bluegrass, but we will definitely grass up a rock song quick and rock up a grass song quick, you know, like you said.
Yeah, man. I was listening to some classic country stuff on the way over, and I was is it Oak Ridge Boys, right? Elvira, whatever.
Elvira, sure,
yeah, man.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I love it.
Getting that's why I like to sing along and do the bass parts because I feel like I can. That's about all I can
That's about all you can hit. I'm there. I got one part. Yeah. I had one job. Yeah, that's great.
I did the same thing when I listened to like the Temptations or something too. I like to try to imagine I was in the
Temptations. Yeah, one of the harmonies on it. Yeah, that's great though. That's good practice, and that's what I did when I started singing. Was just sang with the radio and learned the intonation with them.
When I first started, I couldn't sing a lick. No, I couldn't sing along with the radio.
He still can't. Don't worry.
I could do a whole lot better than I could.
Yeah.
I'd do a couple.
Johnny does well chewing gum and walking at the same time.
So anyway, what you mentioned something about classic country, and I have to mention this. We're going to have a radio commercial on 1190 AM, KQQZ 1190 AM, KZQZ 1430 AM, and another affiliated talk radio show. Get back to you with that. So yeah, we went up there. We're actually sponsored by Sanchez and Sons Western Wear now. And we went up there today. I cut a radio commercial today, and we will be on the radio within the week.
Nice.
Yes. So we're looking up here.
So you guys gonna be decked out in some new Pearl Snaps?
Oh, you know it. Oh man, I got the Rafael Maya by the Rangers, and he's got Tony Lama boots, and he's got the crocodile skins, and that, you know, he's
ostrich.
Got all the ostrich, and he's got fish boots, and I mean beautiful accessories, all kinds of Western wear that you would
belt,
you would
buckles.
See this, you would see this in the, you know, PBR style
Bolo.
Places, you know, like Texas. Here's Texas. If you are from Texas and you want Western gear in Illinois, Sanchez and Sons is where to get it. No yes. joke.
Collinsville,
Illinois, 8201 Collinsville Road. In Collinsville, Illinois.
And that's, that's great, man. Like, just to having, especially a local business, family business.
Yes.
You know, supporting what you guys are doing. And, you know, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, we're small and they're small. And we're like, hey, 50-50, man, let's work together. So,
yeah.
We're, of course, we're going to promote them. They're going to promote us. We have, I'm all spiffed up every show. I wear all of their gear every show, you know, and they sell Stetson hats to, like I said, big old wide belt buckles that you'd see from a mile away. Boy, real nice, real pretty stuff, quality.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Very nice.
But we really appreciate them and Sanchez and his family for doing what he's doing for us. And
Yeah, come out and check them out. But I think they're, did I read they're open 7 days a week?
Yeah, they're open 7 days a week, 12 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, man.
Yes, family business, man. They're kind of slow right now, and so I'd like to help them out because they're helping us out. So if you guys get any time to get down there, they got what you need.
Yeah. Tell them you heard about it on the Rock Paper Podcast.
Yeah, maybe. Jim Brankoff, you know, Blues and Grass.
There you go.
If you're a cowboy, get in there. If you're a rodeo circuit runner, get in there.
PBR boy.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
Well, I mentioned you guys are playing Deutz on May 2nd, but you got a couple other things coming up for the summer. On June 9th, you'll be at the Melting Pot Market, you said?
Yeah, Melting Pot Market. It's run by, in downtown Granite City, run by the community here in Granite City. And we get together and there's all kinds of booths and crafts and sales and foods and all kinds of good stuff, arts and entertainment style. You know, it's a big event, once a month, as a matter of fact. They actually start May 12th and then go once a month after that.
The first Saturday every month?
Second Saturday every month
until like October.
Yeah.
Labor Day. I think it's Labor Day.
Right.
And then on July 7th, you guys are heading up to Canton Inn.
Yeah, the Canton Inn. We hit it big with the Canton Inn. I feel that place is well known with all of our local friends, our local musicians, and that's been there a long time. And when they said they'd bring us in, I was really humbled by that and grateful. So we're going to play their early show, dinner show from 6 to 12, July 7th. I know it's a holiday weekend, but hey, you know, I know you don't want to go out and camp, you know, without Blues and Grass, so you can just come to Canton Inn.
I haven't met them, you know, personally, but we've been talking through the internet, and I've plugged some of their shows. Obviously, they do a lot, like you're saying, supporting a lot of my friends that go up there.
Yes.
And so I've been plugging their shows on my list, and they're like thrilled with it. They're like, hey, thanks for including us. We're not from St. Louis, but, you know, thanks for including us on your list. And I'm like, well, thanks for, you know, support my friends. So, yeah, like, yeah. You know, I if you don't know, I do these lists of shows in town in St. Louis, and it's like, it's not necessarily St. Louis city limits, kind of greater St. Louis, and everything else is included. Like, but so I'm, you know.
They come in far and wide for everybody. Yeah. I know it. Yeah, I see it.
But I just thought that was fun that they were very appreciative of it. You know, so it's nice to see.
Linda, the owner of McDowell, she's a real, real nice gal, and she's wanted to. She's one that allowed us to get in there. We're gonna grass their ass off.
Man.
We're gonna honky tonk the night away. You know.
Yep. Let's throw one more tune in here. We got How Mountain Girls Can Make or Can Love.
How Mountain Girls Can Love.
There it is.
There it is.
However
that song goes, it's okay.
He said, "Get on, boys, go back home, back to the girls you love. Treat her right, never wrong. How mountain girls they love. I'm riding the night on a nightclub trail, on a trail that I want to find. Thinking of you, feeling so blue, wondering why you left me behind. He said, get out, boys, go back home, back to the girls you love.
I wasn't as familiar with this one. You guys, who does this one?
You know, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's the Stanley Brothers.
Yeah?
Don't shoot me if I'm wrong, okay? But put the gun away, Johnny. All right. So I think, you know, it's an old bluegrass song that I play with a bunch of traditional fellas.
It is the Stanley Brothers.
It is the Stanley Brothers. So it's bluegrass that I was inspired from another group of friends of mine that I play the bass with. And they're a group of old fellas, but are really respectable guys. And they have a garage band called the Creek Bottom Boys. And I'm their bass player. So I'm just their sit-in, you know, we garage pick. They're nobodies, but they are wonderful people. And they inspired us to play grass.
You know? One of the boys in high school, man, that, Joe Watkins actually taught me, you know, some of my first chords and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, kind of inspired me on the guitar a little bit. And then, you know, Jimmy got the bass. And, you know, I was like, hey, man, I got an old guitar laying around the house. I didn't, you know, didn't play or never really even thought about playing. I knew a couple chords. I was like, see if we can figure something out, you know.
I've been around it all my life. You know, like I said, my dad was played some guitar, some harmonica, and played some bluegrass stuff and all done a bunch of different things, you know, kind of dabbled in a lot of things, but like I just never picked up and applied myself to learn anything. I mean, I figure if I tried, I could probably learn something. I just never had that natural knack to like in me to say, hey, try playing guitar or do whatever.
Well, you're musically inclined. You're just on the other side.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Well, I like to think that, like, you know, that we all have our purpose, and like I feel like mine is just being a fan.
Well, supporter, man. You're a huge supporter.
But yeah, if it wasn't people listening, then so
for sure, man.
We make it all go around.
That's what I always tell people. You're our biggest fans because without you, we're nobodies. Right. We're still a basement band. You know, we're still the garage band we always been before we started in the mess. You know, it's really, really fun and really good to see people smile, to see people enjoy what we're doing, and
that's what
guys
I get
like
out of
you,
it.
Guys like you help spread the word. You know what I'm saying? And we really appreciate Rock
seeing
Paper
them
Podcast.
Smiling faces and people dancing.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, man. It's not, you know, we're not in it for the money. Obviously, we're in it for the fun and for the enjoyment because we like doing it and you like hearing it.
Very cool. Yeah. You did say you guys are you're working on an original. This is the first for Blues and Grass.
Yeah, it's the first of our kind. You know,
but
it's our first rodeo, dare I say.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm guessing, is that something you want to do a lot more of, you thinking?
We're going to write a lot more originals. I've kind of like got past the mind block of, oh, I don't know if I can write, you know, the kind of stuff that you doubt yourself and then you hold yourself back, and
just,
I know I have the mind for it.
Just not too long ago, I actually planted a seed in his head.
Yeah, he told me, he said, man, you can write, I know you can, you know, and
you need to.
I'm like Eeyore over here, you know, I'll do it.
Well, and when you get going too, I mean, obviously we have a bunch of friends that help co-write too, you know, like help you out in there that, so. I think it would be fun, man, to, like I said, get some...
starts with an idea. Yeah. You got to have an idea.
Well, in the country business, we call it three chords and the truth.
There you go.
That's it, you know.
I mean, it comes up a lot, but I have a working theory that you hang around an old man long enough, you're going to write a hit song because they just like speaking these like lines, you know, it's like...
Oh, yeah. Punch lines,
yeah,
hit lines,
like,
yeah.
Damn, that's a hook in a song right there. Right. You know, like, whatever they say, it's just like, yeah, just keep talking. Let me keep writing these down. Like,
genius.
It's like, but I just feel like, especially like country, like, you know, they're just like... So they say some of the things, and I'm like, where does... You know, it doesn't even make sense, but it does.
It
you know,
does
it's like,
perfectly.
Yeah, it's,
right.
It's weird.
Yep.
I get such huge writer's block. I mean, when I try to write something, I'll get started on it, and then it's like
blank out.
Nowhere. I'm like,
yeah,
we won't blame. Like,
we won't blame it on any substances.
Me and a friend of mine
okay.
out of his cabin at about 75 acres, sitting in the middle of nowhere, no power, sitting. You know, he busts out these lyrics on his phone, had for a while, you know, and I was like, well, you know, he's like, we should write a song, Foster, you know, and I was like, well, you know, sing it how you think you might want it to be and see if I can come up with something. And we come up with a first tape called Devil Has Arisen. Pretty good little tune.
Yeah man. But,
like I said, on the lyrics side, I can't really do it.
Yeah, he's the rhythm.
You can sing it, and I can pretty much...
He's got the rhythm, and I got the blues. That's
the
rhythm.
The chords, you know, one way or another. So.
Yeah.
It's like writing prose or poetry in a... And in essence,
painting any kind of hill.
Just gotta put your mind to it, man.
I love that Johnny Cash, Get a Rhythm.
Oh, yeah.
Your life experiences. And then that man wrote about a lot.
Oh, yeah.
A little shoe shine boy he talks about in there. You know, that's the bottom of the bottom. When you're shining somebody's shoes.
Yeah, I love that song.
You know, that's
I can pick on that one a little bit.
That's starting from the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, man, but yeah, it's like you're saying, it's the truth. I mean, that's like, I think that's why I relate to a lot of these songs, just because it is something I, you know, it's how I grew up. It's the way I, you know, it's a lot of messages that I can connect to and stuff. So, you know, I'm sure when you get to writing, it's going to be a lot of that same stuff, you know?
Yeah,
so.
That's what my first song was pretty much inspired on. What I've been trying to do up the ups and the downs of Blues and Grass so far in the time span we've been together, and or that I've been attempting to keep us together, you know. And so we're tighter than ever, and we're better than ever, and so I'm inspired to be better myself. And so I sat down and I took all that heartache and all that truth into this song, and I really am optimistic about how it'll turn out.
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe we'll get us a Blues and Grass album.
Yeah, someday. Yeah, eventually, you know. Yeah. A cold day in hell.
Just told that that's the other day. It's like, yeah. Well, you got a whole album to write.
I got a whole another 9 songs at least. Yeah. Yeah. We'll put out an EP.
How long does it take?
Just 3 songs.
That's Well, I mean, we're kind of in the digital.
We're in the garden.
We're in that digital age, really, where you can, like, you know, just do a single too and stuff, and, like, you know, kind of the
one hit wonder.
Yeah,
man, I'm good with that
too.
That's
all you need, man.
Get on the studio a little bit.
Yeah. One hit wonder, man.
But yeah, man, I this has been a lot of fun, man. Like getting to hang with you guys, get involved with Blues and Grass. We got a Facebook page.
Yeah, Blues and Grass Band. That's in grass, blues and just the N, not and. A lot of people mistake that. I know I spelled it. So Blues in Grass and on Facebook, and we have almost 450 followers. We're working on 450 right about now.
There you go.
And gaining, you know, slowly gaining. That's why we got the radio commercial. We're looking to book more gigs. We're looking to get well known. I know you've been hearing us about us for a little while now, and we want to get out there. We really want to open up for Cluster Pluck at the Broadway Oyster Bar. Yeah. You know, really good stuff like that. That's what we're looking for. We'll never make it in this world, you know, out on tour or nothing like that. We're not looking to, you know, become millionaires off the music, like we said. But if we could stay local and have fun, and people have fun with us, that's our point, you know.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah.
Again, come see these guys live. May 2nd over at Deutz, June 9th, Melting Pot Market, and July 7th at Canton Inn. Feel free to stop by Sanchez and Sons and tell them Blues and Grass sent you. And,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, pick up a Pearl Snap or Stetson or...
Yeah, you know, or a pair of Tony Lama boots. They sell ostrich, you know, alligator, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Some nice belts.
Oh, all handmade, yeah.
Vests,
spurs,
jackets.
Oh, man, they got spurs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Very cool. But yeah, thank you guys for doing this, and yeah, like I said, maybe we can maybe you get that song ready to roll, maybe we can debut it on the show or something.
Definitely, man. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. I'd really be looking forward to that. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
As soon as we get our ducks in a row, we'll let you know and
hell yeah, man.
Come back.
Let's
at
do it.
It, man.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, inspiring.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, thank you guys.
Thank you.
I'll see you all soon.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Peace out, man.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.